I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Thursday, June 2nd, is going to be a momentous day in Morro Bay. Join me as we visit with Judy Salamanca.
The Central Coast Maritime Museum Association has been wanting a maritime museum somewhere in the county to preserve the maritime history and all of the wonderful folkloric stories about the Central Coast for over 20 years now. A small board of directors started by Brent Roberts, who is now deceased. The leadership has been taken over by Larry Newland for many, many years. Finally, on June 2nd, the home that the city of Morro Bay has allocated for a maritime museum for Morro Bay and the Central Coast will become a reality.
I understand that a legendary tugboat that played an important role in World War II will be driven down the street to its new home.
You're absolutely right. The Alma was part of the Sylvester tug services that actually came to being right before World War II. The Alma was part of the fleet, and it happened to be one of two boats sent out to save the survivors off the Montebello, which was sunk by Japanese right off the coast of Cambria. When the Montebello went down, the entire crew was able to get into the lifeboats, and the Alma was able to get to them in time and be able to rescue them from the surf and from the ocean.
So on June 2nd, the Alma will be towed from the Corporation Yard down to a parking lot or a facility outdoors to the right of PG&E's power plant. It will be joining a couple other legendary boats.
The DSRV rescue submarine was built during the Cold War, and that has been on display in the Front Street parking lot for about 3 years now, on loan from the Navy, but on loan for as long as we show it to the public. So it definitely will be moved over to the new site just south of the power plant, and the Coast Guard rescue craft is already there. So we'll have three boats that will be on display. We're having a celebration weekend on the 4th and the 5th.
Saturday and Sunday,
where the public can come out and actually go inside the DSRV rescue sub and also on to the Coast Guard rescue rollover craft. For the Alma, it's not quite ready for people to climb inside. It will be one of these days, but we will have the board members there that will be able to repeat this story in more depth.
And I understand on Sunday, June 5th, from noon to 2 p.m., there'll be a smoked chicken barbecue lunch and tours, and tickets are $15 for adults, $7 for children. And you can get tickets at Coalesce Books, Main Street, Morro Bay.
That's correct. The Tognazzini's Dockside is doing a benefit barbecue for us. So it's a chance for people not only to come out, see the new site, tour the vessels, but also to donate to the future first building that we hope to build in 2017.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
We've been speaking with Judy Salamanca on the Board of Directors of the Maritime Museum of Morro Bay. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer.